RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
So many of us make New Year's resolutions every year, and the popular ones, losing weight, getting organized, spending less, getting fit, quitting smoking, we hear about all of these, but only 14% of adults are able to keep their resolutions for the whole year, and many people stumble already, and it's like January. My guest today is Dr. Nicholas Carderas, and he's a world-renowned addictions expert. Welcome to the show, Dr. Carderas. So, when we think of the triggers that ruin our resolutions, because you make these things, you're in all good faith, maybe you write them down, you make your SMART goals, and then all of a sudden, boom, one of them goes by the wayside. What causes us to do that? And give us some of those triggers.
Yeah, so it's interesting because I work a lot in the field of addiction, and in addiction we talk a lot about triggers and different behaviors or problematic behaviors. And I would sort of frame it a little bit differently and say that oftentimes, it's less about the triggers and more about what our internal state is. In other words, I'm less vulnerable to a trigger if I'm in a good emotional, psychological, physical space. So what we talk about for people that are trying to maintain a goal or a healthy lifestyle or not fall prey to an addiction or not overeat is to, again, you could focus on, all right, I could avoid chocolate cake, I could avoid alcohol, I could avoid triggers. But the key is to really keep myself in an optimal emotional, psychological state of being. In the addiction world, we have an acronym that we need to avoid, HALT. And HALT is an acronym for being too hungry, too angry, too lonely, and too tired. Because if I'm any one of those four things, I'm much more vulnerable to have a slip, in whatever that may be, whether it's a slip in a New Year's resolution or a slip in something that I'm not trying to engage in. So that's kind of what we're really focused on. Focus less on the triggers and more on keeping ourselves in an optimal state of mind and body.
It's so important because emotions are what kind of give us that ability to be motivated and follow through with our plans, or emotions can take you down and make you want to duvet dive and stay in bed all day. So
right.
Stress, cortisol, I mean, we are just a nation of cortisol lovers here. Boy, we're stressed out, overscheduled, multitasking, all of these things. So how can we manage that just a little bit?
Right. So a lot of that is really a byproduct of we're never going to be able to bubble wrap ourselves and live in a stress-free world, but there are certain things that we can do. There's a couple of techniques that we can have in terms of learning how to manage and identify our stress and in terms of how to lower our cortisol by good sleep habits and sleep hygiene. So in terms of managing our stress, I've come to understand an entire culture, entire society of adrenaline junkies. We feed off of, oftentimes, multitasking. We feed off of the adrenaline rush of keeping 10 plates spinning at the same time, and like the old Ed Sullivan performer. And so a large part of that is to consciously slow down our lives, to not multitask, but to single task. And, the magic word in the mental health field these days is mindfulness. And mindfulness means that I'm fully engaged in the one thing that I'm doing. Mindfulness is the antithesis of multitasking. So if I don't want to be stressed out, I need to lessen the times that I'm doing 10 things at once, because doing 10 things at once is what raises our adrenaline. It puts us in a version of the fight or flight response. It raises our cortisol, and that's not healthy. So if I can, if I'm doing something at work, I'm going to do it sort of single-minded focus. I'm going to sort of shut the computer.
Did we shut the computer down right there?
Say again?
Yeah, never know how that happens.
Hey, how are you? Where did we lose each other?
I don't know what happened. Sometimes these things happen. I don't know. But you were just talking about shutting the computer down, so that was rather interesting that's just when that happens. So we do have to manage our stress. Okay, that's a good one. And what about things like, as you say, don't multitask, don't overschedule your time. And what about that time to sort of meditate, reflect? I am somebody who really likes to take my time in the day, in the middle of the day, and give myself kind of nap time, meditating time, just time to wind down. And it's so important. And you also mentioned sleep.
Well, yeah, so that time in the middle of the day, so there should be one time in the day that we totally are in non-sensory overload mode, where you're either meditating, or you're just sitting and relaxing, or you're reading a book, or you're just doing something where you're not, where you're just being. You know, it's the old Jon Kabat-Zinn used to say that we've become human doings and not human beings anymore. So you want to proactively become a human being and just be for a period of time, because that downshifts our adrenal system. That downshifts our state of the way that endocrinologists call it. It's a hyperarousal that happens when we get continuously overstimulated by doing too many things at once. We go into what's called adrenal fatigue, and that creates this cortisol stress reaction that we're talking about. So taking 10 minutes a day to just downshift, to just sit still, to just take a walk, to just be quiet is excellent. If you are feeling overwhelmed by stress during a particular moment, you know, you can do the big one that we all talk about and teach is diaphragmatic breathing. Diaphragmatic breathing automatically reduces your stress level and your cortisol level. Diaphragmatic breathing is where essentially you're putting your hand on your stomach and you're pushing your hand out as you breathe in. So you're acting as if you're inflating a balloon. So as you breathe in, you're actually pushing your stomach out, which then expands your diaphragm. And if you do 10 full diaphragmatic breaths, you will be amazed at the end of the 10th breath how much calmer you feel.
It's so true. And you know, that's how little babies breathe, and we lose that ability. As you say, we absolutely do lose that, Dr. Kardaris, and we mouth breathe, and we, you know, throat breathe, and that's a hurried thing.
We
do all these things. So when we do that diaphragmatic breathing and we breathe like a little baby breathes and then let it come up and down, and of course I learned that because I talk for a living, but for most people it is true. By that 10th breath, boy, you sure notice a difference. And give us one more before we have to cut out for today.
Well, then the other one, eating and sleep hygiene. We let ourselves get too hungry, so we go too long in between meals, and then our blood sugar drops, and then we get into that frazzled sort of anxious state as well. So it's to remember to eat in regular intervals, and the second part of that is to really take care of our sleep hygiene, you know, which means to not do anything overstimulating for a couple of hours before we go to sleep. You know, sex excluded. Sex is a good, you know, releases good hormones, but not to have your computer, not to be doing screen time, not to be exercising, not to be doing anything too stimulating within a couple of hours of sleep time. And when you go into your bedroom, have it be a nice dark room without any bells and whistles in it. And, you know, those would be the two other things, because a good night's sleep goes a long way towards lowering our cortisol.
Oh, boy, we are a nation of non-sleepers now, man. All you have to do is look at the commercials for all the sleep aids. And the fact is, if people would turn off their phones and their tablets and the TV and just wind down at the end of the night and do all of those low-light, soft music, things you do when you have a baby. Again, to get that baby ready for bed, maybe take a bath. And, you know, all of these sleep hygienes are so important. So wrap it up for us in the last 30 seconds or so, Doc, and just give us your best advice for these triggers and things that can help reduce those resolutions.
So the key to is to make healthy lifestyle changes to maintain, rather than shooting for these one-off goals, is to be able to de-stress our lives as much as possible by not multitasking, by actually doing things mindfully, by being able to be conscious of our daily activities and doing things in a way that's one at a time and not overloading. And by also being aware as how hyper-arousing things like screen activities are. We're not meant to experience radiant light, and radiant light can throw off our circadian rhythms, and so we don't sleep as well.
Thank you so much. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.